Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the end, the empty spaces. We're the end. Hello, and welcome back to day number 104 of the Through the Bible in a Year reading program, a part of the PC Speaking Podcast. Today we are reading Psalms and Proverbs, Psalm 42 through 44, and Proverbs 11 through 20. Psalm 42 expresses a longing for God amidst feelings of despair. Familiar passage there as the deer pants for water. The psalmist compares his thirst for God to that and lamenting his distance from the place of worship. Psalm 43 continues the theme of longing for God's presence, seeking vindication and deliverance from deceitful and unjust enemies. The psalmist prays for guidance back to God's holy mountain and the altar, with a refrain echoing trust in God and a vow to praise Him. In spite of circumstances, Psalm 44 talks about God's past deliveries of Israel, or deliverances, I should say, of Israel, and contrasts them with current experiences of defeat and humiliation. Proverbs 11 through 20, again, wisdom in Proverbs, always about wisdom. Provides wisdom on righteousness, integrity, and the consequences of wickedness. In contrast, the outcomes of the righteous versus the wicked in community welfare, personal contact, and divine favor or disfavor. Well, let's go to Psalm 42 and begin our reading for today. Then we'll come back and finish up with a few thoughts and meditations for the day. Psalm 42 says, as the deer pants for the water, brooks, so my soul pants after you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually ask me, where is your God? These things I remember and pour out my soul within me, how I used to go with the crowd and led them to God's house with the voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping a holy day. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise Him for the saving help of His presence. My God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of the Hermon, from the hills of Mizar, deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and your billows have swept over me. God will command His loving kindness in the daytime. In the night, His song shall be with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I will ask God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my adversaries reproach me. While they continually ask me, where is your God? Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise Him, the saving help of my countenance and my God. Psalm 43, vindicate me, God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O, deliver me from deceitful and wicked men, for you are the God of my strength. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill, to your tents. Then I will go to the altar of God. To God, my exceeding joy, I will praise you on the harp, God, my God. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise Him, my Savior, my Helper, my God. Psalm 44. We have heard with our ears, God. Our fathers have told us that work you did in their days, in the days of old. You drove out the nations with your hand, but you planted them. You afflicted the peoples, but you spread them abroad. For they didn't get the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, because you were favorable to them. God, you are my king. Command victories for Jacob. Through you, we will push down our adversaries. Through your name, we will tread down those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither will my sword save me. But you have saved us from our adversaries and have shamed those who hate us. In God, we have made our boast all day long. We will give thanks to your name forever. Selah. But now you rejected us and brought us to dishonor, and don't go out with our enemies. You make us turn back from the adversary. Those who hate us take plunder for themselves. You have made us like sheep for food and have scattered us amongst the nations. You sell your people for nothing and have gained nothing from their sale. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scoffing and a derision to those who are around us. You make us a byword amongst the nations, a shaking of the head amongst the peoples. All day long, my dishonor is before me and shame covers my face at the taunt of one who reproaches and verbally abuses. Because of the enemy and the avenger, all this has come on us, yet we haven't forgotten you. We haven't been false to your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, neither have our steps strayed from your path. Though you have crushed us in the haunt of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a strange God, won't God search us out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yes, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep for the slaughter. Wake up. Why do you sleep, Lord? Arise. Don't reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our body clings to the earth. Rise up to help us. Redeem us for your loving kindness. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 11 through 20. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. One who despises his neighbor is void of wisdom. But a man of understanding holds his peace. One who brings gossip betrays a confidence, but one who is of a trustworthy spirit is one who keeps a secret. Where there is no wise guidance, the nation falls, but in the multitude of counselors, there is victory. He who is collateral for a stranger will suffer for it, but he who refuses pledges of collateral is secure. A gracious woman obtains honor, but violent men obtain riches. The merciful man does good to his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. Wicked people earn deceitful wages, but one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. He who is truly righteous gets life. He who pursues evil gets death. Those who are perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but those whose ways are blameless are his delight. Well, that's our reading for today. Here's a few thoughts to settle us in God's word for today. Have you ever experienced a spiritual drought like the one in Psalm 42? And how did you seek God then? And what was the outcome of that? And then Psalm 44, how do you reconcile feelings of abandonment or defeat with faith in God's steadfast love and his past faithfulness? And think about the warning against gossip and the value of trustworthy counsel in verses 13 and 14 from Proverbs 11. And how can you apply this wisdom in your daily interactions? If you'd like to take your study a little further today, here's an idea that might be helpful. Study the communal aspects of lament and hope in Psalm 44. How might these expressions inform your response to trials as part of your faith community or your church? Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul